A soul is a soul, and is precious to God. He may be poor, he may be rich. A soul is a soul, and is precious to God. He may be a little boy or a little girl. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. The whole world, it will not be worth. your soul, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? A soul is a soul that is precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul that is precious to God. Soul is a soul that is precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul that is precious to God. Even if you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Are you still here?
Yes.
You sure you are here?
Yes.
Did you enjoy watching the Healing Jesus
yes.
video? That is what you are supporting. Your offering is going to pay for that. So anybody who sees the crusade, you can tell the person that I am the financier of that. And that's you. You tell the person, do you know I am the financier of that thing? Wow. Introduce yourself to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I'm the financier of that thing that you just watched. Is it amazing?
It's amazing.
What a blessing. God bless you all for giving. Shh. Everybody stand up, please. Everybody who is here, stand up so I can see everybody, please. Please, please stand up. Now, is everybody standing?
Yes.
I want to say to all of you, thank you very much for your generosity in giving. You have a good attitude. You know, I always raise support for Healing Jesus campaign everywhere. And you have different reactions. And I want to say that your support has been very good and encouraging. Amen. So I want to congratulate. I want to congratulate the Pacific Ocean Islands and the Australian, what do you call it? Your colonial masters did not do as well as you at all. What is your colonial master? Yeah. They cannot even compare with you. So, they have to. Now, I'm just going to share one thing with you. How many attempted great things have I given you? 12. Wow. So, number 13. Huh? 12. Number 13. Wow. And then we're going to be close. You may be seated. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning, we have one last session at 7, and it's just going to be one session, and then we are done. Now, beautiful. You have 12. Hey. Oh. 11 or 12? Luke chapter 10. Attempt to bring in a great harvest of souls. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city whither he himself would come. Verse number 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great. The harvest truly is great. But the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. Now, the harvest is great. So if you are able to harvest the harvest or bring in the harvest, which is a great thing, because he's described the harvest as a great thing. So if you are able to bring in the harvest, you would have done a great thing for God. So the harvest is great. Truly, this is perhaps one of the only things Jesus ever said was great. The harvest. And what is the harvest? The harvest, the harvest of souls. Souls. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Do not say, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. They are already white to harvest. Verse 36. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. Verse 38. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor, and you are entered into their labors. Amen. Amen. So, let us at this time, are you with me?
Yes.
In this few minutes, because I'm not going to speak for very long, just analyze this great thing that God is giving to us here in Australia.
Amen.
To attempt to do for him. All right? That's Andy, right? Yes. Now, are you listening?
Yes.
Back to Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. I want you to see what I see. Notice, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them forth two and two before his face into every city whither he himself would go. Notice, after these things, the Lord appointed. Now, many people do not understand why we appoint people as pastors. You see, when we appoint people as pastors, we are giving you what we call the public backing for what you are doing. We are not appointing you for you to strut around like a peacock and receive the praises of men. Can I have an amen from somebody? We did not appoint you and are not appointing people as pastors so that we have many big shots. Baptism doesn't help anything. Having big people who cannot be moved and don't work is not what we need. He's appointed people so that he could send them. So when you have unsendable appointees, you got a problem. You got a serious problem. Unsendable appointees. Yes. People you've appointed, you can't send. Won't go nowhere. To do no NATO. We don't want unsendable appointees. And that is why now I've begun to appoint very young people as pastors. Kailama Shatabaya. Sit down. Because I want part one and part two of the appointment to be fulfilled. The first part is the appointment, and the second part is the sendability. I want you to be sendable. Appoint and send, not appoint and stay. Appoint and send. 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 Where is the drama? Where is the drama? Appoint. Cannot be sent to do the work. We're just going to stand around as big shots and as chiefs and as lords of lords. You are being appointed so that you can be sent. So that when you go and somebody asks you, who sent you? And you say, I've been appointed. Appointed and sent. Appointed and sent. Appointed and sent. Somebody being appointed, because I think Founders Day is for appointment. Have you appointed this? Yes, all of them should be appointed. So now when you appoint them, it means what? Send them. No more appoint and stay here. Appoint and send. Appoint and send. Appoint and send. Appoint and send. Appoint.
Appointment set.
appoint. Now, he didn't appoint three people. So when the church is appointing few, it is making a mistake. Jesus, after only 1 or 2 years, had 70 appointees. So when I come here and I just see a few pastors, just about 12 pastors or 10 pastors, I think there's something wrong. How many of you young people want to be appointed and sent? Grown-ups, since they appointed you, where have you been sent to? Go and ask any of the people. Since they appointed you, where have you been sent to? Where have you been sent to? Big shots, to drive big cars, to hold briefcases, to be showing complimentary cards, to sit on VIP seats. He appointed them to send them. Now, to send them where? Into, quiet, into every city. No city will be spared. My appointees in Australia, I am sending you to every city. My appointees in the islands, I'm sending you to every island. Underline the word every. Every island, every city we go, people will look at us. You see, now that we are shouting, I'll tell you something. Listen, listen. Now that we are shouting, I want to point out something to you. You see, all through the years, people have seen me shouting about the work of God. They thought it was because I was young. But you see, now I'm in my 50s. So is it because I'm a child that I'm shouting, appoint and send, 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 appoint and send.
Take.
Every island, every city. Appoint and send. Ask the old appointees, where have you been? Go and ask the old appointees, where have you been sent to? Have you gone anywhere since they appointed you? Ask them question, have you gone anywhere? We are young and we are foolish. But at least if I'm 50 years old, it shows you that at least it cannot be youthful exuberance. Yes! Find any elderly person who looks very quiet, looking at you and say, why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me as if I'm doing something wrong? I don't appreciate it. Is there something wrong? Is there a problem? Is there any problem? Why are you looking at us like that? Every city. Go and tell those who are looking at you that if they continue staring, you will not allow them to come to a camp again. Every city. appointment.
Appointment.
Appointment. Appointment. Are there still people staring at you? In this corner, this group here. This area. And this area to these people. City. City. Every city. City. Every city. Appointment. Sender. Appointment. Appointment. Look, how many pastors are you going to appoint? Yeah, how many appointments? Pastor Chris, how many pastors? 20. You don't wait. Are you a follower of Christ? No, give him a microphone. Bishop Chris, are you a follower of Christ? How many did Christ appoint?
70.
And you are going to appoint only 20. Hey!
70.
Appointment. 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 Appoint them. Appoint them. Appoint them. Appoint them. Appoint them. Appoint them. Every single thing. Every single thing. Every single thing. Every single thing. Appoint them. Appoint them. Go and find any of the bishops and sing the song to them. Sing it. Sing the appoint. Appoint them and send them. Them and send them. Appoint 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 them and send them. Every city, every island, every city, every island, appoint them, send them. There are some bishops here. This one is a bishop. He's from Kenya. He's from Kenya. Bring him into the middle. Bring him to the middle. Sing to him. Appoint them and send them. Come on. Appoint them and send them. Appoint them and send them. Appoint them and send them. Appoint them. From England, come. Sing to him now. And send them, 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 and send. Bring him to the middle. Bring him to the middle. Every city, every island, every city, every island, every city, every island, every city. Now, appoint them. 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 Think they have got the message? Do you think they have got the message? Okay, sit down. Wow. Now, we were reading the scripture. He sent them two and two. Send them, find them, send them. appoint them, 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 every city, every city, every city, every city, appoint them. You see, this is a baby pastor. Go back, go back, go back. If the grown-up appointees will not go, we shall take the baby jets and appoint them, 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 city, city. Every city, every city, every city, every island, every city, every island, every baby, every child, we'll appoint them, we will send them, baby boys and baby girls, we'll appoint them, we will send them, we will appoint them, every city. To every island, every city, every island, we will send them, we will send them, we surprise you, we'll surprise you, and we will send them, they will preach, oh, they will teach, oh, they will preach, oh, they will lay hands, oh, they will be anointed, oh, they will preach, oh, they will teach, oh, we will appoint them. And we will send them, we will appoint them, and we will send them. It will pain you, it will pain you. You'll be surprised, oh, you'll be surprised, oh. Every city, every island, we'll have missionaries, we'll have missionaries. We will send them, we will send them. Every city, every island, every color, every color. Every nation, we will appoint them, we will appoint them, we will send them, we will follow Jesus, we will follow Jesus. Every city, every island, we will appoint them, in the name of Jesus, we will appoint them, we will send them, we will appoint them, we will send them. Now we are preaching.
And they will preach. You'll be surprised, oh. You'll be surprised. surprised. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. Every city, every island, every city, we will send them, appoint them. Hello, hello.
It. Look at the scripture. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great. Shh, sit down. Do you know how old Peter and John were? They were either teenagers or they were in their 20s. Because usually your leader is like either your age or a little older. Shh. And Jesus Christ was 30 when he was crucified, 33. So from the time he was 30, he must have appointed younger people. It's not common for somebody to take up people that are older. So they must have been in their 20s, or I hear John was 16. So those of you who have received appointment, it was for sending. Not appointing for big shotism. We'll send them. Now, he said, the harvest, truly. This is the only thing Jesus said is great. Like, I felt that he was really affected by the magnitude of the harvest. That's why God is going to use all kinds of people. Amen. All kinds. Amen. Now, notice, the harvest is great, but the laborers, not members. As for members, there's members, but the laborers. Shouters, there are. Singers, there are. Players of games, speech givers. Hey. Now, you better watch out for people who give speeches. You know, you will learn not to talk much. Have you watched The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly? In that film, there was one of the gunmen, cowboys. He came and he was talking. Why are you going? You don't like our song. Don't like our song. It's too young for you. We are too young. Every city. Maybe it's too late. It's too late for you. You have to sleep. Sleeping time has come. Ask your neighbor, is it your bedtime? Is it your bedtime? Is it your bedtime? Have we passed your bedtime? When people go out drinking in the night, nobody talks about bedtime. Is it not true? Jeff, do you used to drink before?
come to me, come to me. You used to drink.
Daddy, I used to drink. Actually, I work in a nightclub, Daddy. So, whole night, I leave home on Friday. I can come home on Monday. And even if I'm home on Sunday, I will never like to go to church. My mom will be knocking on the door. Son, let's go to church. I'll be listening to her, but I lock the door. Even though I'm drunk, I remember to lock the door so that she doesn't enter.
And you can leave home on Friday.
I leave home on Friday. As soon as I get paid, that's it. I'm banking them whole weekend.
You don't come home at bedtime.
No, Daddy. I'm around with ladies.
So when you see people who are saying that it is our bedtime, hey, do you see our hypocrisy? When it comes to this, it's okay. When it comes to this, it's a bit late, you know. And then, when it comes to singing and dancing and fooling, people can fool all night long. Yes, all night long. When it comes to the church, and we are saying, every city, every island, we'll appoint them, we will send them. Then you say, it's too much. Ask your neighbor, is it you who said that? Is it possible? What? I cannot believe. All right, sit down. Now, notice the who are few. The what are few? Laborers. And then pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send what? Laborers. Now, labor speaks of hard work. Hard. Yes. That's how ministry is. It's hard work. And you must get ready for hard work in Australia. Hard work on the islands. Hard work. Yes. You must preach and work till you fall asleep working. When I was in medical school, I learned how to work and be tired. I used to walk home because I wanted to pray. You know, to pass in medical school, you have to have discussions with your group. If you don't do, you can't pass. So, we come home at about 7. Then we have to have a discussion from like 8. It goes up to like midnight, and I'm tired. And early in the morning, at dawn, we have to get up and move. There were times I had to pray too, because I said, if I don't pray, I will die if I'm not praying. So I used to go out to the gardens in the night and pray, and I'll be walking like this. And then I'll sleep on my feet. Sleep completely. Walking and sleeping. I'm fast asleep. I walked into walls. I walk into the wall. Boom! My body knows it must walk. But I've fallen asleep with my eyes closed. Yes. And I preached till I was sleeping in behind the pulpit. I'd be holding my iPad and I'd say that I've fallen asleep. I'd be typing and I've fallen asleep. Yes, that's the way. We'll be laboring. We'll be traveling. We'll be laboring day and night. That's ministry. Yes. Only that when you find your life's calling, you enjoy your work. I enjoy my work. When I was working as a doctor in the hospital, I always was looking for how many days of leave I will have. When I can take leave. I have 28 working days. I have this. I have that. And what, when is holiday coming? 25th December is a holiday. 31st is a holiday. 1st January is that. Add it. and add the days between and try to lengthen the holiday. Wow. Since I came to work for Jesus, I never think of holidays. I like holidays, but it's a holiday. I'm working. You think I'm not working? I'm tired as I'm here. Slept very little. Many times I plan to sleep on the plane. Yeah, that's what I planned. That when I get on a plane, I'll sleep. When I wake up. When I leave here, I go to Ghana. As soon as I arrive at 12. I'm officiating a wedding at 2 o'clock. Yeah. I hope the plane is on time because the wedding is at 2. It has to be on time. I can't have delays. Somebody's trying to get married. Yeah. Yeah. When I leave here and I fly for 24 hours, as soon as I arrive, I'm officiating. Yes. It's we'll be traveling, we'll be laboring day and night. Yes. Yes. The laborers are the ones that are few. The members are plenty. The shouters are plenty. The singers are plenty. The jumpers are plenty. But the laborers are few. And I need you to join the team of laborers. And let me tell you something. Work is nicer than rest. Why? Because God worked for 6 days and rested for 1 day. If rest was better than work, God would have rested for 6 days and worked on 1 day. You know, when I see church, I see work. Some of you, when you see church, you see, Sunday, I come and after that I go with my family for family lunch. This church, we don't have time for family lunch on Sundays. So have your family lunch on Saturdays. Tell your neighbor, please have your family lunch on Saturday. Sunday is a working day. Sunday is a working day. We are working for God on Sundays. Family lunch is on Saturdays. Huh? Yeah. Don't think of family time on Sunday. Oh, me and my family, we're going to a restaurant and shh. On Sunday, Sabbath day, Jesus went to the synagogue. I'm just from Korea. Sunday, they work the whole day. Sunday, there's church from morning to evening. Even we went to a hall. As soon as we went in, the Koreans attacked us. Yeah, in the church. You know why? They thought we were coming to use the hall. They thought we were another group coming. Said that, then we explained to them, we are just tourists. We are visiting. And they said, oh, okay. Because there's a lot of competition for this room. So they thought we were one of the competitors. I said, oh, relax, relax, brother. And it was around 5 o'clock. Yes. We asked them, when do you come? He said, we come from 7. So when do you go home? He said, usually around 7 in the evening. They are there till the evening. Koreans. It's not just Lighthouse. It's where church is taken seriously. They work all day from the morning till the next day. Yeah. Just like how when you used to fool around. You could sleep with 3 boys. From Saturday, it's 1 boy. Then Sunday, Friday you start. Saturday, Sunday. You can have sex 5 times a day. Check your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he seems to know about you. Tell your neighbor, he seems to know about you. Decide that, shh, quiet. Decide that Sunday I am going to be laboring. I'm going to be laboring, traveling day and night. We'll be laboring, we'll be traveling day and night. We'll be laboring, we'll be traveling, we'll be working day and night. Till he blows the whistle and says, enough, I don't need you anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. Okay. Is it too much to ask for you to work for the Lord for just one day? Is it too much? Yeah. Sometimes you don't know what God has done for you. You know the child who came to tell his mother, I'm going to take out the garbage and I want you, mama, to pay me. And then mama said, I should pay you? Yes, she said, mama, because I'm working hard. And then mama said, you working hard? Then you must pay me for all the times I carried you like this. All the times I wiped your bum bum. All the times you wee-weed into my face when I was cleaning you. All the food I've cooked for you every day of your life. Till you were 20 whatever years old, I was cooking for you day and night, 3 times a day. Washing your clothes, looking after you, carrying you from place to place. Building a house for you, sleepless nights. And you say, I should pay you. We're carrying out the rubbish from here to here. I must pay. When God has sent his angels to look after you and has worked, has sent his son Jesus to die on a cross. And you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm busy, you know. Lord, I'm busy, you know. You know, we work here in Melbourne. You know, we really work hard. No time. And you can't lift your ass out of the chair. You thought I wouldn't say it. I've said it. Yes. You don't want to lift your... to just get up and move. And do something for God. Huh? No. How are we going to reach China? 2 billion people are waiting there. 1 billion. Who is there? How many churches are people? They don't know anything. Huh? You want to just leave them. You want to just do come to church for 2 hours and go away. Even if the church is 2.5 hours, say, what happened to you? The laborers. So we are praying for laborers here. Wow. And we are appointing laborers, and we are not appointing big shot. You know, one of the things I don't like at all is big shotism and formalities. Big shotism and formalities. I don't like it, man, because it's there are too much non-reality, too much of it. It's fake. Fake things. I don't want fake things. Show. John chapter 4. John 4:34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do. They ask him, Jesus, verse 30, let's read from verse 32. Verse 30. They went out of the city and they came to him, verse 31. And in the meantime, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Eat. What have we eaten? Yeah, what is there? Nothing to eat. Sometimes I just try to find vitamins to replace food. Yeah. True. We'll be laboring day and night. And I said, I pray, eat. Jesus said, I have meat. I have something that makes me happy. You don't know about it, you boys. Been following me for big shotism roles. Verse 33. And disciples said, has anybody brought you food? Have you had a burger? Have you had a hot dog? Have you had some chips? Have you had a drink? Have you had some tea? Why don't you want to eat? And Jesus said in verse 34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the games. Finish the games. Finishing. Finish what? The work. Verse 35. Don't say there are yet 4 months. This is pragmatism. Don't postpone this work. You know why, when you have a child, sometimes a little later, the risk of having, having an abnormal child is higher. Did you know that? From the age of 35 and above, the risk of certain things is 10 times more. Yeah, now, the reason is this. You see, when you are born as a lady, a woman's, you are born with trays of eggs. Have you seen like egg trays? How do you call it here? Egg crates. Yeah. So you are born with a number of crates. You have a set of crates on your left and a set of crates on your right. And then they are all... So when you are born with all of them. They are very small, but they are there. And they are there till you die. So what happens is that as they get older, the older eggs, you see, then sometimes they'll be there and then the yolk in it will just twist like this. It's been there for a long time. You get what I mean? So when it twists like that, you see that the heart is also twisted or the brain or something is twisted. So fruitfulness is not something you can just wait on. Oh, when I'm 50, I'll have a child. Oh, don't worry, I'll be 64 and I'll just go out. I just find a man, a handsome man in trousers, and I just sort him out, and I'll come out with it. When it comes to fruitfulness, you can't just decide when to. You go fast for what you need. When it comes to fruitfulness, you can't wait. That's why a woman can sue a man for wasting her time. Yes. Listen. My father was a lawyer. I remember one case he was doing. I saw written on the folder. You know, lawyers, they call it briefs. They have this thing, they write it. He was defending a woman, or not defending, I think he was suing someone for the breach of promise to marry her. She promised to marry him. And yeah, she promised to marry like Kobe G. Yeah, Kobe G. And she didn't marry. So it's like, it affects her more because her egg trays are lined up there. And then it's like, as it gets older, then it becomes a little, you know, like eggs. Do you know how to find if your egg is fresh? You don't know how to see when the egg is fresh. There's a way to find out your egg is fresh. When I found out, I check all the eggs, and you say, hey, this is an old one, the old man I'm about to fry here. He's about to, yeah, it's almost a chicken, and you are frying it. So, fruitfulness is not just whenever you want to. We can't do that. Fruitfulness involves some urgency. There's some urgency. Yes. And that's why a woman can't just wait till she's 70. But a man can wait till he's 70. It's possible. I met recently a man, he was 90. His child was 20. So that means that when he was 70, he was active. He was able to have a child. Because he's 90 and the child is 20. Receive such strength. So listen. This is why Jesus said, don't say there's time. Don't talk that way. You are not wise. Oh, there's plenty of time. Oh, there's plenty of time. And that's why when the time comes and a brother comes to propose to you and says, Honey, were you created or were you crafted? Were you created or were you crafted? When a brother walks up to you and says to you, my sister, you are blocking my view. And you say, what do you mean by you're blocking my view? What do you mean? Why do you say I'm blocking you? Because I can't see any other girl. I can only see you. Yeah, you see, brothers, you must know how to propose. Go back to your seat. Who are those small boys who want to know how to propose? Come here. Look at a small boy. He wants to know how to propose. Is that what you must learn at a camp? Kneel down. You are part of them. Kneel down. This one too. Kneel down. Fire them. Okay, sit down. Listen carefully, please. Are you listening? When a brother comes to you and says to you, hey, sister, you have to know when to say yes. Because you say, oh, no, not you. Later, another one, and another, and another. Before you realize, all the opportunities are gone by. Because you were too fussy. Yes. Yeah. So now when you are too fussy about... Listen! Too fussy about... Are you listening? Hey. Woo-hoo. When you are too fussy about working for God. I work for God later on. I'm doing my master's. I'm doing my university. I'm doing this. I'm having a child. We have a child, so what? Is it a sickness? Is it a sickness to have a child? Are you sick when you're having a child? What is your problem? No, I've just been a Christian for 1 year. Look, many churches, when you are a Christian for 6 months, 1 year, you become a pastor. You just suddenly start bearing fruit. Yes. You start bearing fruit. God, you see, God's timing is not your time. Yes, when you buy chickens and you want them to lay eggs, within a few months, you're expecting eggs. You can't sit and wait for 5 years for chicken to stay before it lays eggs. 3 months, it's better start coming up with some eggs. Otherwise, we'll slaughter you now and fry you for our birthday party. Yeah. So don't say, oh, there's time. There's no such time. How many know somebody your age who's dead? How many know somebody your age who's dead? I know people who are dead. My class, my age, my classmate. I read in the newspaper the other day, my classmate was dead. I read in the news the other day, my class, let them come in. Are they outside? They want to come in? They can come in quickly. Arrivo, those outside, come in. Who are the big shots outside? Look, we are ending any moment, so I don't know what you are fussing about. Listen, do not say there's 4 months. There's 4 months. Accept you can't tell, so you go quickly. Okay? Okay? Now, lift up your eyes. God is saying to us, this great harvest requires lifting up of your eyes. You see, when a Christian doesn't lift up the eyes, you don't see the harvest. You only see your little life. And you become self to know when to say yes. Because you say, oh no, not you. Later, another one, and another, and another. Before you realize, all the opportunities are gone by. Because you were too fussy. Too fussy. Yes. Yeah. So now when you are too fussy about... listen! Too fussy about... are you listening? Hey, hoo-hoo. When you are too fussy about working for God. I work for God later on. I'm doing my master's. I'm doing, you know, my university. I'm doing this. I'm having a child. You have a child is what? Is it a sickness? Is it a sickness to have a child? Are you sick when you're having a child? What is your problem? No, I've just been a Christian for 1 year. Look, many churches, when you are a Christian for 6 months, 1 year, you become a pastor. You just suddenly start bearing fruit. Yes. You start bearing fruit. God, you see, God's timing is not your time. Now, lift up your eyes. God is saying to us, this great harvest requires lifting up of your eyes. You see, when a Christian doesn't lift up the eyes, you don't see the harvest. You only see your little life. And you become self-absorbed and indifferent to the needs of others. Which is what? What type of personality disorder? Narcissistic personality disorder. Narcissistic personality disorder. All right? Self-absorbed and indifferent to the needs of others. There are yet 4 months. Then come the harvest. Lift up your eyes. Look on the field. They are white. They are ready. Wow. Are you ready to take on the ready harvest?
Yes.
Do you think Vanuatu is ready for the harvest?
Oh, yes.
Do you think Tonga is ready for the harvest?
Yes.
Mention the island. Do you think where? Uvalu. Tuvalu is ready for the harvest.
Yes.
Do you think Tahiti is ready for the harvest?
Yes.
Do you think American Samoa is ready for the harvest?
Yes.
Do you think New Caledonia is ready for the harvest?
Yes.
Do you think Gauru is ready for the harvest? Do you think Marshall Islands are ready for the harvest? Yue. Is Yue ready for the harvest? Look, it says lift up your eyes. That's what I came here to lift your eyes up from your little life. Lift up your eyes. If your eyes were up, he wouldn't tell you to lift your eyes up. People's eyes are not lifted up. People's eyes are not lifted up. I'm telling you. People's eyes are not lifted up. They're just looking at their own little bitty lives. Look on the field. Lift your eyes. They are ready. They are white already. Means they are ready. Ready. How do you know when they are ready? They bend like this. They bend. You can see. And they whiten. The color changes. When, you see, this is one of the ways you can tell between a proud Christian and a fruitful Christian. The harvest fields, the corn, right? When it's full of fruits, it bends like this. And the ones don't have fruit, they stand up straight like that. So you see, people who don't bear fruit are proud and standing upright like that. And criticizing others and talking down on people. And people who bear fruit, they just bend over with the fruit. Yeah. They bend over with the fruit. They are more humble. When you start working for God, you will appreciate me. You won't criticize me. Yes. When you start working for God and you start bearing fruit and you start building churches, you will appreciate. I've had people mock me. What is this you are talking about? What is this you are doing? This is great. When you start having fruits, there was a guy who was criticizing me. When I saw his chair, he had little tiny little something in the corner. When you have churches all over and you see different lives and you know people from many countries and cultures, you will appreciate me. When people say thank you. I sent somebody to an island, Cape Verde. They were telling me from 10 years old, they all have boyfriends and girlfriends. From 10. 10 years old, 11 years old, I have my boyfriend, I sleep with you. You have your boyfriend. I sent to an island. 10 years, 11 years, they are mature. I tell you, all walking through the island, they don't know their left from their right. So me, as for me, I tell you, I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about today. When it comes to this harvest, it's about lifting up your eyes. Verse 36. And he that reapeth wages, he that reapeth receiveth wages. So you see, for me, there is a supernatural attraction of wages to me because I'm reaping. I tell you, you can try following me. You will never know the secret of success and prosperity till you know the secret of reaping the harvest. Yes. Yes. And I can tell that I've prospered by certain things. One of them is the cost of McDonald's. It's one of my markers. Look, there was a time I used to pray about McDonald's. Oh God, please move. Move. Help me to buy one hamburger. One Big Mac. Please, Jesus. I had a friend who was working at one and he said, you come, I give you free. It was a breakthrough for me. Wow. What a friend. Today, I don't know how much it costs. If I say I want a Big Mac, I have more than 200 people who will pay me 200. How many will give me a Big Mac even tonight? I will have 200 Big Macs all over the floor. I can't even eat. Big Mac crusade. So it's a sign to me how much God has taken me forward. Yes. It's a sign to me. Yeah. I've moved. I lifted my eyes. He said, and he that reapeth receives wages. You never know my secret of prosperity till you understand how to reap. And not only am I reaping and receiving wages as I preach the word of God and I win souls, I receive wages, real wages from heaven. And not only am I receiving wages from the Lord, I am receiving fruit for eternal life. Now, my chariots are being packed in heaven, different types with diamonds and jewels. My servants in heaven are being trained for my arrival. My servants. Oh, yes. They know my name already. My name is written in heaven in mansions. Yes, my assets in heaven. You can't even imagine my assets, my diamond, gold, and my servants that are being trained and being prepared for me. They've told them, this is your name. This is his name. He's coming to take all this with crowns. I'm going to be royal in heaven. I mean, on earth, I've not seen you. I don't know the queen. I don't know if you know her. This royal wedding, I was not even invited. No, I'm serious. They didn't invite me. But when we get to heaven, we'll see who is the royal. Kemashatolaba. And I was only invited to the other one, Kate, and Prince William. I was not invited to that one. And then the other one before Prince Charles. I was around. I was not invited for any of these royal weddings. But in heaven,
one day,
a certain rich lady, she died. And I heard the pastor telling this story. She died and she went to heaven. When she got there, angels welcome her. We are welcome, you are welcome, you are welcome. You sign here, the reception and all that. So they took her in a chariot to her house. So as they were going, she went through many beautiful neighborhoods. Yeah. And then the chariot slowed down as they were getting nearer her house. And as it was slowing down, there were some hills around and so on. She noticed that the roofs of the houses that were coming up were sort of longish. Say it, longish.
Longish.
Yes, longish. So when she got there, they opened the door and she found out it was a dormitory. You know what is a dormitory?
Yes.
Yeah, with a number of beds. Yes, and she was a very rich woman who had, a Christian, a rich woman. So the angel showed her, and she was, should they put your bag here? This is your bed. You are down. Somebody else is up. There's somebody here. This one is up. So she couldn't say anything. She was speechless because, you know, when you get to heaven, you know, when you are big, you have to be sort of careful, and she wasn't sure. So she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is your mansion and all that. Hey. So the angel was going, said, so if you have any difficulty, this is my number. You can call me. Any problems and so on. To do with the toilet, water supply, everything. So she went to see the angel. And the angel got the chariot. And then she asked, she was seeing the angel of, there was something like a hill or a mountain. And there was a beautiful mansion, like one house. The place I can describe best would be Los Angeles. Los Angeles, there are some houses that look like hotels, but it's actually one person's house. So she saw, I was in Los Angeles, and I saw a lot of houses like that. So, anyway, she asked, whose house is that? And the angel said, oh, that's your house help, like your servant. She said, pardon? He said, no, this is your house help. I don't know what you call it here, like your servant's house. Yes. I think she had a Filipino servant or something. I don't know. But she said, that is her mansion. He said, why? Why? How come here? And my servant was up there. She said, oh, well, have you forgotten when you were on earth? If the work of God was not anything important to you, when it was time to give, your servant would take that. You remember the salary you used to give her? You were paying her $200 a month. And sometimes she would take all of it and come and put it in the offering. And you would just drop in certain peanuts. And it's like, you always said, oh, you don't have liquid cash because of your investments and so on. You always had this type of way of talking, you know, what do you call it, my assets and my bonds and stocks and so on and all that. They are all on earth. But this your servant, she was really whatever, and she was always at meetings. But you were nothing. And then the woman started to, you know, her human, this thing started to come up. The angel turned and put his hand on the woman and put the hand on the woman. Don't talk here like, we don't talk like this here. Don't talk anymore here. Don't talk here. You can't start that here. You be careful. And she became quiet and moved back into the dormitory to stay with all the people who wouldn't work for God. If you read Vigenius' book, he said that the worst tragedy a person can do for himself is to be born again and do nothing for God. It's the highest tragedy and tragic thing a person can do for himself is to be saved and to do nothing. Go and read the final quest, chapter 3. You see that he was taken through heaven. Hey! The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Hey, the woman wanted to come back because she had not been able to cash most of her investments and stocks. When you die, you don't want to say you want to go back to do some more. Yeah. So anyway, you guys, no. Go back. You know, I tell you, I am gathering fruit unto life eternal. When we get to heaven, some of you will be jealous of me, I tell you. My souls, the souls that I've won, the altar call since I was 16 years old that I've been doing. The houses I've been to visit people. The people I've counseled and I've helped. The people I've prayed. The people I shared things with that didn't listen to me and those who listened to me. All, I get fruit for all. Paul said, I did not hold back anything that was profitable to you. The books that I wrote at my own peril. That's why I don't like getting rewards for those things because I'm collecting all those, so I'm piling them up in heaven. Oh yes, every book has a reward. That's why I try to keep my books with a Bible title. Yeah, because one pastor died in the Rejoiners book. When he went to heaven, he saw his books. He wanted to crush them into powder. When he saw the titles in heaven, it looked so stupid. Why was he writing such books? He wanted to grind his books into powder. I don't want to have to grind my books into powder. So I try to have Bible topics of things that are in the Bible to write about and to preach about. Yes, I've continued. Every altar call I've ever done, whether they were 2, 3, 4, each one, because even a glass of water, if you give it, you don't lose your reward. How much more so that you've won to Jesus? Every crusade, every pain, the tears I've cried, the things that I've controlled myself. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do all those temptations. The things that I overcame, there's a reward. Blessed is he that overcometh. Yeah. Every night I didn't sleep well, I'll be rewarded for it. So, Charlie, you guys, I hope you've got investments up there. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 that when you don't do anything for God, you will be saved as through fire. What it means is that you will run out. Have you seen what they say on a plane? If there is a fire or there is anything, you leave your luggage and everything and you come out naked. Even your shoes, you are not allowed to take your shoes will puncture the balloon. 1 Corinthians 3, find it, verse 6, 7. Yes. You come out with nothing. Do you know John Wesley? How many have heard? Verse 13, 14, try. How many have heard John Wesley? John Wesley was in the house. You know, one day John Wesley was sick. He was going to die. He was like 50 years old. And then, yes, it shall be revealed by fire. Notice, every man's work will be revealed by fire to test what sort of work you've done. I can't see the work you are doing, but God can see. So fire is going to test your work. Now, verse 14. If any man's work abide, he will get a reward. So if your work is tested with fire and is still there, You get a reward. So we are going to pass things through the fire. Wood will pass through the fire. Hay will pass through the fire. Papers will pass through the fire. Everything. But gold doesn't change when you put it through the fire. It becomes more shiny. So your work will be tested to what type it is, like the quality. And so sometimes you see people have a lot of work, you know, and it's, the quality is very low. Like hay, grass, it doesn't finish. And verse 15. But if any man's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved. But his saving will be like somebody saved through fire. John Wesley, he was about to die, and he said, write on my tombstone. In fact, he was in bed, and he dictated, this is what to write on my tombstone. A brand plucked out of fire. Do you know why? Because when he was a little child, there was a fire in the house. And all the family of Wesleys ran out of the house. And when they came out, they asked, where is John? And John was still in the house. And the fire was on. So I think the father ran back and picked John, little John, and brought him out of the fire. Came out of the house. Of course, with none of his toys, none of his clothes, nothing. You come alone. So that's why he wrote, write a brand plucked out of fire. He knew why he had escaped that fire. God had a mission for him. I don't know if you've been saved from some fire or some serious experience where you should have died. You are also a brand plucked out of fire. And you are plucked out of fire for a reason. To build many churches, to win many souls, to finance the gospel, to do great things, to go to every city, every island, to preach the word of God. You save, but as through fire. So friends, when we get to heaven, you'll be shocked. Yeah. We'll see who is wearing a crown. We'll see who is wearing a crown. You know, the Queen of England, the King of England, all these people, they are showing us what it's going to be like to be saved in heaven and to have much fruits. Anytime you see the King, anytime you see Princess Meghan and Prince Harry and these princes, huh, it shows you what it's going to be like to be a fruitful Christian who has arrived in heaven. You see how the rest of us are nothing? Eh? Yeah. This princess, whatever, she wore Princess Diana's diamond ring. Because the diamond ring, the cost of that ring, is, you see, the diamonds, millions of dollars. Dollar. When Princess Diana died, you know what she gave in her will? She gave a castle to her children. Yeah. They are fantastically rich. They don't carry money. They don't use money. They are beyond money. They only do good charity works. This is the only thing they can do because they have nothing to earn. They are past earning. Some of you will be at my gate trying to tell that. Can you tell him that a church member, a former church member, and I may ask you to tell my servant your registration number and what, which branch you were in, which island. Because you may be seeing me that I should speak to Jesus on your behalf. That maybe your dormitory is not so good. You don't really like the dormitory. If I can change your location for you. And I may ask Jesus, look, I have a boys' quarters here. I want to put 3 of my members there. They can share a room there if you don't mind. Wow. You'll be called prince in heaven. I say, did nobody call you princess on earth? They call you prince or princess when you get to heaven. You see, some of you think, you think I'm a child. You think that I'm like a little boy who is fantasizing. I'm reading you the Bible. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's why I pointed to everybody. I was not invited to the royal wedding. Because I'm among the last here. but over there. We'll see whether Prince Harry, first of all, whether they will make it to heaven, and then number two, whether if they make it to heaven, they will come near the royal family. We are the royal family in heaven with crown. Why do you think God promised you crowns? Because he's promising you to be a part of the royal family. Royal family are the people that use crowns. Royal family. Look, all of you who don't believe the Bible, resign now and leave. I don't know what you are doing here. Check your friend. Is there anybody who doesn't? Ah, Marilyn is here. My resignation secretary. Stand up here. Let's see. I do not believe in family and crowns. And I don't believe in the Bible. I'm resigning from the church now. Okay, sit down so I can see. I think it's those at the back who are not standing. Maybe those. Okay.
I do not believe in royal family and crowns, and I resign from the church now.
Anybody?
Anyone?
Check on this side.
Anybody want to resign?
Check this section two.
Anyone? No, are you sure? What about here? You sure? What about you guys? No? What about you guys?
I think I can see somebody this way. No, we are not firing them. They are resigning. Who is resigning?
Which one? Who is it? Which one? That little boy wants to resign. Okay.
What about this group here?
Anyone want to resign? No?
Okay, sorry. Nobody to. No. Go and sit down. Resignation secretary. Hey! Every city, every island, we will appoint them and we will send them. Every city, every island, we will appoint them, we will send them. Every city, every island, we will appoint them, and we will send them. Will you appoint them? Will we send them? Every island, every city, we will appoint them, and we will send them. Every island, every city, we will send them. Every island, every city, we'll appoint them. And we will send them. 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 Go and sit down. Go and sit down. All right. And finally, John chapter 4. Let's finish reading this passage and then we go home. We're just reading the passage and has turned into all these things. Verse 36. Both he that soweth and he that reapeth will rejoice together. So amongst the people who are working in the harvest, there's two groups. The one who sows and the one who reaps. Now, the one who sows does things without much result. You see, when I go to the field and I sow, by the time I come home, you ask me, so what have you done? Uh-huh. The one who reaps, he comes home with bundles full. So amongst the work of God, there are hidden workers who don't seem to be, to your eyes, doing much, but they are doing great things. Before I could stand here to preach, there are people that work, and there are people that are working for me as I'm working here. They are actually working. That makes it possible for me to be here. You don't know. I know everything I have to tell you. It makes it possible. So it's the hidden ones and the visible ones will all be happy. So if you are here and you work for God and like there's no evidence, like maybe you didn't stand on a big crusade platform or nobody clapped for you or nobody saw you holding bundles of fruit and coming home saying, wow, wow. Even look at Apostle Peter. You know, he came here. He did not see many of you or much of the fruits. But you see, he that sowed and the one that seemed to be reaping, they will all be happy. He says they will rejoice together. Yeah. Wow. Verse 37. And herein is that saying too. One soweth and another reapeth. Amen. Verse 38. Beautiful. I sent you to reap whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labor, and you are entered into their labors. Amen. Father, thank you for the blessing you've given to us today to do a great thing, which is to be involved in a great harvest. We are grateful. We thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being involved in a great thing, to attempt great things, to be appointed, to be sent to every city, every island, every place. Thank you for liking all of us so much that you would appoint us. Thank you, Jesus, for appointing 70 and showing us the numbers, the ranges that we should be operating in. We give you praise. Thank you for blessing us with our portion of this great harvest. Now I pray, Lord, concerning heaven. I don't want any of us, Lord, to get to heaven and be put in bunk beds, in a dormitory of disappointment. Let us never want to look back and say, I wish I could go back to do some more. Father, I pray for us, for every color, every type of person, every woman, every man, every little one, every child, every grown up, every age, to be involved in this great harvest. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for arresting us. We embrace the harvest, Lord. We embrace the harvest. And we ask for your angels, your reapers, to assist us that we may do great things. Give us thousands. We ask for no less than 20 islands. And we ask for no less than 20,000 members. Lord, give us a harvest. Give us more than we can carry. Make these visions look like nothing. Cause us to see in our lifetime practically islands upon islands upon islands upon islands upon islands filled with churches and saved people whom you have rescued. Thank you for this calling that will not diminish, but will only get stronger and stronger to the end of our time and our opportunity. We give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Now, take your offering as we close tonight's service. We come back in the morning for the very last, just having one session in the morning. It's almost midnight now. See how strong you are. You've been able to stay here till midnight. Father, we thank you for the blessing. Lift up your offering. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for the opportunity to give,
to support your work. Mightily bless everyone. Thank you that when we get to heaven, we'll be glad we found you and we served you all our lives. Give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. When I get to heaven, ushers, receive the offering.
When I get to heaven, I'll take a seat on a lonely bench by the feet of heaven. I'll sit and think about my life, the life I lived, the things I did, the places I went. I hope I'm never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. I don't wanna say, oh, I wanna go back. When I get to heaven, I'll roam the streets and the highways. I'll walk the lane. I'll see the heroes of the faith. Compare myself to those who shine like the stars and receive crowns. I hope I never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say no. I wanna go back. Oh no, I don't wanna say. I wanna go back. Oh no, no. Don't wanna say, I wanna go back. When you get to heaven, you see your friends and the folks from church. The first will be last, and then the last will be the first. And I hope you'll be among the last who become the first. I hope I never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. Don't wanna say, I wanna go back. No, don't wanna say, I wanna go back. Ooh. I wanna go back.
What a blessing. Father, thank you. We don't want to say we want to go back one day. And thank you for all that you've given us the opportunity to do and to be a part of. We are grateful in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, and everyone said, amen.
Amen.